Okay, good morning, everybody. So it's been a little while since we did the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. We took a little bit of a hiatus for Purim. Hopefully it was well worth it, but we're back in our discussion. The last point that we had discussed was Smicha L'Talmidim and, sort of like the personal quality, the Moshe Yeshua quality, and then, what had happened after that. And then we talked about Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Then we talked about, Hamas Smicha, sort of like the opposite of personal Smicha, tens of thousands at the same time. Another Rambam moves on to sort of like, what the parameters of smicha are. It's based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amud Beis, but we'll see that there's a prat here in the Rambam that even the Kesef Mishnah wasn't sure exactly where it came from. Remember, the Radvaz has one suggestion, the Lecha Mishnah has another suggestion, and as we'll try to demonstrate, the Lecha Mishnah suggestion might be the best possible option. So the Rambam writes the following: Veishlam lamanus kol mishir to advarim yachidim, that there is with the Gemara term smicha lapalga. You could have smicha, for certain things. Vushiya roi l'chol hadvarim. That's going to be the prat that all the nosei kelim discuss. Keitzar chacham mufla shiray lahoros l'chol haTorah kula. Person who fundamentally is capable of giving psak in any one of the chadrei Torah. Yesh lebez in this mochoso. So you could do dinei mamonos of lo haros beser v'heter, but not the yoredeo yitnu lo, right? Rishos beser v'heter v'lo ladon dinei mamonos, or like the opposite. Oh, yitnu rishos zelazeh. They could have both like mamonos and iser v'heter v'lo ladon dinei knasos. Oh, ladon dinei knasos v'lo lahater b'choros b'mumin. Right, that doesn't have to be a carbon, but it can actually be exempted from carbon status, right? You have to be like an expert in that area of halacha. Yidnu lo rishos lahatir nedarim bilvad, or like he only has rishos for purposes of hataras nedarim. O liros ksamim, or to evaluate ksamim, lenin taras hamishpacha v'chein kol kayotze bahen. Okay, so the source of this seems to be a statement about Rav. So this is cited by all the nosei kelim. That Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gave rishus to Rav when Rabbi Chiya, his Talmud Muvak, told him that Rav was going to Bavel ladun, but not to be matir b'choros. He said, "Yore yore yadin yadin yatir b'choros al yatir." That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Hey Amud Beis. Because the Mishnah says, "Mikol Malkom Tzarich Yun Minayin LeRabenu Shet Tzarich Sheyaroy L'Chol Hadvarim." The question is, who said that the person needs to be roy for everything? Okay, you're not going to give somebody yora yora unless they've demonstrated a competency in that area. And the same with yadin yadin, and the same thing with yatir, bechoros yatir. But why do you have to be roi l'chol advarim? So the Radvaz thinks it's based on nomad mehach, the Rav. It's just the Maisa Shahaya. Who are the Rabbi and Rabbi Chia talking about? So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Chia were talking about Rav. And Rav was the, as Shmuel would call him, the Gavra de Mistifina Minei. So Shaya Roy Lahor is Becholatara. So Ein Bo Al Chidusho. So we can only learn from the case of Rav, and Rav was a Roy Lahor is Becholatara Kula. So Lacha Mishnah asks the same question, and he thinks it's actually based on Yerushalmi. And I think the evidence sort of points and directs in Lacha Mishnah. So Yerushalmi Parakam Dechagimal Nimnozikenam Advarim Bechidim. Nishmena min hada, the Yerushalmi answers, Rav minisei Rabbi, Rabbi was mimane Rav, lahatir nedarim v'liros ksamim. Ocham, avagav ditmar, mimane zekinim advarim b'chidim, vishye roi l'chol advarim, kader Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So there you have roi l'horus b'chol terah kula. Kelomer, she'achach mufla b'chol terah kula, v'gam shalo yesuma b'achas menav, shazin roi l'chol advarim. So the reason I say Lecha Mishnah seems to have the upper hand is, there, it's more prescriptive. It's not just, the Bavli happened to be talking about Rav. But it actually says explicitly, Avagav did marmanin zikin dvarim yachidim, hushia roi l'chol advarim. Kehadar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So it says it prescriptively, not descriptively. Moreover, I think that the Makib Patish for this answer of the Lecha Mishnah is the idea that, according to the Yerushalmi anyway, it wasn't yore yore yadin yadin, Yatir b'choros al yatir, but it was specifically heter nedarim and ri'as ksamim. And those are, I don't think arbitrarily, the examples that the Rambam happens to cite, which don't appear in the Bavli. Yitn lo rishos l'hater nedarim bilvad ol liros ksamim, b'chein kol hayotzi b'hen. So this seems to be a very, very important argument that the you know, the Rambam is making. I will say now, Ali B'Lecha Mishnah, I think it's very persuasive, you know, on the basis of Yerushalmi. But we still have to explore for a moment together, like what exactly is the Svara? I'd like to suggest, right, this is like sort of a reflection, the ultimate reflection of the idea of Torah Sashem Tamima, that, you know, to render accurate psak in one area of halacha, whether it's, you know, mamnos, whether it's iser v'heter, whether it's heter b'choros, whether it's heter nedarim, whether it's riyas k'samim, there's like a sense, both, you know, in terms of how different areas of halacha impact on each other, but also just methodologically. You know, even if there's like, let's say, no natural connection between, you know, hataras nedarim and riyas k'samim, right, there's a certain sense of halachic methodology that can only be developed by, you know, mastering the entire corpus of halacha. So to render an accurate psak in one area, I think, is, you know, like inextricably linked with yedias kolot harakula in two different respects. Number one, there might be something that we need to extract, you know, divritarani and mimakoman, v'yashir mimakamacher, the famous Yerushalmi, so you just need to know it. But in a second level, even if there's, you know, nothing in Bava Basra that's going to help you with the Shaila and Moed Katan, right? There's a certain methodology that's gained by sort of mastering, developing sovereign mastery over Kol HaTorah Kula. And that ultimately, I think, is, you know, even if the Yerushalmi is, in a textual sense, the basis for the Rambam, I think that in the end of the day, what stands behind the Rambam is, you know, clear conviction that, you know, Torah is inextricably linked one section to the other. Torah Sashem Tmima, you know, Kula Miksha Achas of Dahor, the idea of, you know, it being, you know, inseparable, I think, is like sort of endemic to the entire, you know, premise of Torah.